wondering what's troubling you.
The other children in my village are very mean to me, the little girl said with a sniffle. They make fun of my glasses, and they tease me about my hair. They say I talk funny, I'm not pretty, and I'm not smart.
That's silly, the tree said. I'm just a tree, and even I can see that isn't true. Those village children would be lucky to have a friend like you.
No matter how nice I am, they're never nice to me, the little girl said. I don't think I'm ever going to find a friend.
The curvy tree wiped her tears with his leaves. He thought about her troubles and was reminded of something that happened a very long time ago.
May I tell you a story? I think it will make you feel better.
What story could make me feel better? The little girl asked.
It's my story,
the tree said.
When I was young, barely taller than a shrub, the other trees in the woods were very mean to me because I was different. They made fun of my winding roots, my curvy trunk, and my loopy branches. It made me sad, and I used to cry myself to sleep every night. Then one day, loggers came to the forest and cut down all the trees except for me. They thought I was too curvy to be a chair, too twisty for a table, and too loopy for a house. So they left me all alone in the woods. Being different may have been difficult, but it's what saved me.